Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our TLC unit. Of course, we're talking about a program on TLC, a channel on cable TV. And I suspect some of you are still actually watching TV instead of sitting there on the sofa playing with your phone. You might want to give your eyes a break and watch TV for a change. Remember those? You know, the remote control? You can change channels and stuff like that. Eat popcorn. And
you know, Tom, it's kind of weird that people are actually watching TV shows on their phones. That screen is too small for me. I would prefer to watch, you know, a real TV screen. But yeah, you're right. A lot of people are just watching TV on their phones. It's not good for you guys. Yeah, it's
and
too small.
I should also point out that I think opticians or glasses stores
are
just loving it. You guys are destroying your vision by staring at those little screens, and all of you need to get eyeglasses as a result. It's a good industry to get involved in, but we're not talking about eyeglasses. We're talking about weddings in today's program. Maybe you met your future wife-to-be or future husband-to-be on your smartphone on one of those dating apps, but no matter how you met your fiancé, you're going to have a wedding. You're going to have to plan for it. And this show on TLC is all about this guy with a Greek name here, George Kotsiopoulos. I hope I said that right.
Yeah.
And he helps people arrange weddings. He sets up the wedding, and he also sets up a place for them to have a reception and stuff like that. So these marriages can get off on the right foot. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read through the entire contents of today's lesson, and we'll be right back.
In the lead up to a wedding, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by all the necessary preparations. In fact, some couples get so lost in the details that they start letting themselves go. Fortunately, George Kotsiopoulos, the host of TLC's show Say Yes, Wedding SOS, is here to help. With more than 20 years of experience as a style expert, George is the perfect person to get these couples ready for their big day. Though he only has a few days to throw everything together, George is determined to give these couples the most memorable days of their lives. When George meets Kayla, Cody, and their 2-year-old daughter Lila, he realizes he has his work cut out for him. The couple have devoted their lives to making sure Lila has everything she needs. However, that's meant they haven't spent any money or time taking care of themselves. Additionally, instead of having the big wedding they've dreamed of, they've had to cut back on expenses by holding their ceremony in a local brewery. With only 5 days to turn things around, George quickly sets to work. First, George makes appointments for Kayla and Cody to get their hair cut and styled, which will make them feel great, not just for their wedding, but afterward too. He then makes some adjustments to Kayla's dress, giving it a more glamorous look, and finds a tailor willing to make a suit for Cody on short notice. The biggest transformation of all, however, is to the second floor of the brewery. Event planner Allie Barone transforms the empty room into an exquisite candlelit scene. Decorated in red roses and white lace, the space radiates elegance, blowing Kayla, Cody, and their guests away.
All right, everybody, are you ready? We're going to discuss the contents of today's lesson, so let's get to it. We're talking about Wedding SOS with George Kotsiopoulos. Okay, of course, that to me looks very Greek. That word looks like a Greek name. I don't know if he's actually from Greece himself or if he's American and has Greek ancestry. I'm not quite sure. But in any case here, let's begin by looking at the first paragraph. It says, in the lead up to a wedding, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by all the necessary preparations. Now, here we've got a term, lead up. Okay, it's got a hyphen there. That makes it a noun. In the period before a wedding, the lead up to something, and usually we use this term lead up when we talk about, yes, the period of time before something, but it also talks about all the things that are involved with preparations for something. We could say, in the lead up to the elections, there were lots of debates. There were lots of debates before the election occurred, so they were part of the lead up or all the events that happened before the election.
Yeah, so there was a lot going on, right? So that time that preceded the wedding, people are so busy. A lot of people get really stressed out. They feel overwhelmed by all the preparations. Preparations are things you do in advance of some event. Maybe if you're preparing for a party, you have to make sure you have all the food, the invitations done, a good place to meet, things like that. So if you're getting married, there's a lot of work. So it says here, in fact, some couples get so lost in the details that they start letting themselves go. If you let yourself go, it just means you don't take care of yourself. You don't keep your hair trimmed. Maybe you aren't taking good care of your clothes and you look kind of sloppy and you just don't look sharp or put together. So don't let yourself go, even when you're really busy.
Yeah, also to me, sometimes to let yourself go means to maybe relax and enjoy yourself. Hey, go to a party and let yourself go. Don't inhibit yourself or don't restrict yourself. Have a lot of fun. Let loose. Cut loose. Have a great time. But in this particular case, as Stephanie said, yes, they just don't really pay attention to their personal grooming. They're getting kind of haggard looking and they're not shaving and maybe they're not taking a bath every day. Fortunately, George Kotsiopoulos, the host of TLC's show Say Yes, Wedding SOS, is here to help. So yes, indeed, people do need help preparing for their weddings. And of course, as you know, for those of you who are married, and I've heard this from a lot of people. If you can survive the preparations to getting married, you're probably going to survive your marriage, okay? Because those preparations for the wedding can be quite nerve-wracking for everybody involved. You'll probably have lots of arguments, lots of fights. That, of course, is natural. And this fella here can probably help you smooth things over to make your wedding a memorable experience.
So he is described here as being a style expert. And I haven't seen this show myself, Say Yes, Wedding SOS, but that's the show we're talking about that's on TLC. SOS is used for, well, originally it was used for ships who were out on the ocean and they got into trouble, and then people on the ship would send out this message, SOS meaning, come and help us, we're in big trouble. You could remember it by thinking of save our ship or save our souls, but it is used as a code to get some help when you're in big trouble. And it doesn't have to be on ships these days. Maybe you're on an island and, you know, maybe you've crashed onto an island and you have SOS that you've written on the sand hoping someone will see it and come rescue you. Well, this is a wedding show. And some of these folks who are in the episodes really do need saving. They need help.
They need help. They need SOS. I did want to add with SOS, if you're using Morse code, it's dot, 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 dot. Those are the letters SOS, and they're easy to figure out if you're listening to.
To distinguish, yeah.
Sending out a signal like that. And, of course, with more than 20 years of experience as a style expert, George is the perfect person to get these couples ready for their big day. He's got lots of experience, so he can get these couples ready for the biggest day of their lives. Now, though he only has a few days to throw everything together, George is determined to give these couples the most memorable days of their lives. Okay, so yes, indeed, he only has a few days to throw everything together. We use this term to throw something together when we talk about finishing up something or making all the final preparations, usually in a hurry, okay? Usually because you don't have a lot of time, you're under pressure, so you need to just get everything ready as quickly and as well as you can. Hey, we're going to throw everything together in just one day.
And it says here, George is determined to give these couples the most memorable days of their lives. If you're determined to do something, it means you have a very strong will. You're going to make sure something happens. So he's very determined, very eager to give these couples the most memorable days of their lives. Memorable just means...And you can see the word in the word. Memory gives you lots of memories that you can hold on to forever. So if you describe something that you've done as being memorable, it's something you really enjoyed, you'll never forget. Don't use memorable for a bad experience. This is only for a good experience, a positive experience. Hopefully, most of us are going to be having weddings that are memorable or going on vacations that are memorable.
Right, my most memorable days of college were during my freshman year. My sophomore, junior, senior year, they weren't so much fun. My freshman year was the most memorable, the year of college that I'll remember the most. And let's move on now to the next paragraph here. It says, when George meets Kayla, Cody, and their two-year-old daughter, Lila, he realizes he has his work cut out for him. So this is the couple that's going to get married here. Their names are Kayla and Cody. And, of course, they have a two-year-old daughter by the name of Lila. So this indicates that they've already had a child, but they have not actually had their wedding yet. I suppose during my parents' time, this would have been a cause for scandal here. But nowadays, this is more common if you've already had a child and you're not married yet. Most people don't think it's all that bad. But I guess you probably still should get married anyway for the sake of the child. And so they need to make preparations for their wedding. And I guess time is short here. So again, George Kotsiopoulos has his work cut out for him. So here we have the phrase to have your work cut out for you, which means you have a very big challenge. You have some work that is difficult to accomplish, and probably you need to finish it in a short amount of time. Boy, we've got a lot of work to do today. We've really got our work cut out for us.
Yeah, that's a great definition. You have some sort of task or challenge that's really large, but you're also short on time. So you put those two things together, and you can use that phrase to have your work cut out for you. For example, I want to go on a vacation in a month, but I want to lose 20 pounds before I go.
Ooh.
I have my work cut out for me because that's a lot of weight in a short amount of time. So they've got to get busy and get to work. So George is going to try to help Kayla, Cody, and Lila. And while he figures out what he's going to do, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 首先我们来看到今天文章的第一个句子提到 In the lead up to a wedding,It's easy to feel overwhelmed by all the necessary preparations. 在这里的 lead up 当作名词指的是预备阶段。在婚礼的筹备阶段的时候呢，很容易因为要准备所有的必要工作而会感到不知所措。A preparation 名词解释成为准备工作、准备措施。为什么来做准备？我们就可以说 make preparations for. 而今天要介绍的 TLC 旅游生活频道的节目是 Say Yes, Wedding SOS, 也就是婚礼新人 SOS. 在第一段最后一个句子提到 Though he only has a few days to throw everything together, George is determined to give these couples the most memorable days of their lives. 在这里提到节目的主持人 George 虽然只有几天 to throw everything together. 在这里的 throw together 有匆匆拼凑在一起的意思。只有几天的时间可以把所有的事情匆匆的拼凑完成 but George is determined to. 他是下定决心Be determined to do something, 也就是有下决心要完成某件事的意思。举例来说 ,He was determined to win the game, 指的呢就是他下定决心要赢得比赛的胜利。所以他下的决心呢就是要让这些伴侣拥有人生中最难忘的一天。 在这里的 memorable 指的呢是难忘的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We shall now resume with our lesson. The subject of today's lesson is a TV show, and it's entitled Say Yes, Wedding SOS. It's a program on TLC, which is about someone who helps people prepare for their weddings, especially if they're short on time and if they don't really have any idea on how to set up a wedding.And so this guy, George Kotsiopoulos, helps them make the best of the time they have, makes the best with the resources that they have, the money they have and stuff, in order to create one of the most memorable days of their lives. Of course, the wedding is included, but you've got the reception, you've got the honeymoon, and all that stuff to take into consideration. Now, where we left off, he was dealing with one example here, Kayla Cody and their daughter, Lila. He's got his work cut out for him. The couple have devoted their lives to making sure Lila has everything she needs. And if you're good parents, of course, you focus most of your attention on your children. You devote your lives to your children. So here we've got the verb to devote, which means basically you're loving to someone, you're loyal to someone, you concentrate all of your attention on that thing or on that person. You can be devoted to your wife, you can be devoted to your husband, you can be devoted to your job, to your parents, to your school, all sorts of things.
Now, because they've devoted most of their time and money to their little daughter, Lila, they really haven't spent any time or money on themselves. So it kind of shows, I guess, if you look at these two adults, they kind of look like they're a mess. Maybe, you know, they probably gained weight. Mm. They're not wearing the nicest clothes. Maybe their hair needs a cut, things like that. So he's kind of focusing his attention on the two adults that are going to get married. So additionally, and on top of that, instead of having the big wedding they've dreamed of, they've had to cut back on expenses, and they're holding their ceremony in a local brewery. A brewery, which is such a hard word to say, even for us, is where they brew or make beer. So it's not quite a nice wedding location. It's not a chapel in a church or a, you know, one of those nice wedding halls that you can rent. I can't imagine having a wedding in a brewery, but that's what they've had to do because they don't have enough money to rent out a place that's really nice. So if you cut back on something, you reduce the amount of whatever you're doing. So I want to cut back on calories, or I want to cut back on the amount of Diet Coke I drink. I don't really drink Diet Coke, but it's not good for you. So you want to cut back on something. Maybe you need to cut back on sugar. You're eating too many sweets. You can also cut down on something. That also means to reduce whatever you're talking about. So they need to cut back on or cut down on expenses. Cut back on is better here than cut down on. But if you cut back on expenses, you don't spend as much money. So your expenses will include some of the things you have to pay for. My daily expenses include my travel, my meals, or maybe if I see something that I just can't live without, like a new outfit, something like that. So they have to cut back on expenses. So unfortunately, they're going to be having a wedding in a brewery.
Yeah, maybe they both like this kind of beer or something. It means something to them.
Hopefully.
Maybe they're getting a good deal on a wedding there at the brewery. Maybe they offer weddings there. It's kind of unusual.
Maybe their friend owns it, you know.
Could be. Most people have their wedding ceremony in a church. You could also have it at a courtroom or something like that. But in this particular case, they're kind of rushed here.
Yeah.
With only 5 days to turn things around, George quickly sets to work. So here to turn things around. To turn around means you just change your directions. If you're facing west and someone says, hey, turn around,、yeah. then you move your body so you're facing east. You turn around. But here, to turn things around means to stop them from being so horrible and make them better. For example, if your store, maybe your restaurant, has a terrible business and your customers are leaving you in droves,、mm. you want to turn things around. Maybe you call Gordon Ramsay in and he comes in and takes a look at your restaurant and tells you how horrible the food is, but he's trying to help you turn things around. He's trying to help you improve your business.
So first, George makes appointments for Kayla and Cody to get their hair cut and styled, which will make them feel great, and not just for their wedding, but after their wedding as well. This word afterward, guys, I just want to mention briefly, you can also put the S on it. Some people like to say afterward. I prefer afterwards. It kind of depends on where you grew up, I think. Same with backward, backwards. I want to walk backward. I want to walk backwards. They're both correct.
I would add the S myself,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I think we're both the same on that one. If you make an appointment, guys, you just have an arrangement to meet someone at a particular time and place. So he makes appointments probably at a nice hair salon for Kayla and Cody so they can look really cute for their wedding.
Appointment, yeah. Usually that's what you use when you go see the doctor or the dentist、mm. or when you go see a specialist. If you're getting together with a boy or a girl and you're going to see a movie or something, that's a date.
Right.
And if you're going to see somebody to discuss business, well, that's a meeting. So don't call a business meeting a date. That's wrong.
No.
In this particular case, they have an appointment, I guess, with a barber or something like that because they're going to get their hair cut.
Not a barber. A barber is just for men.
Yeah, I guess it would be a hairstylist in、yeah. this particular case.、
Yeah.
And yes, they've made an appointment with a stylist to get their hair cut, and they're going to get their hair styled, and that will make them feel great, not just for their wedding, but afterwards too. It says, yes, you want to look your best at your wedding, but you also want to keep looking good afterwards.、
Mm-hmm.
Don't let yourself go to pot after the wedding.、keep yourself nice and attractive.
Oh, that's a good phrase. Go to pot. If something goes to pot, it totally just looks terrible if something goes to pot. That's funny. I haven't heard that. My mom used to say that. Go to pot. Don't let yourself go to pot. Look really crummy and messy and just pretty bad.、Mm. Well, he then makes some adjustments, makes some minor changes to Kayla's dress, and it gives it a more glamorous look. So she looks like she's probably put some time and effort into the dress. Maybe she spent some money on it, but really she didn't. But he helps it out a lot. If you want to look glamorous, usually you have to spend some money. You're wearing makeup, you know, high-heeled shoes, things like that. He also finds a tailor. A tailor is someone who sews clothes, but they're professionals at it. I can sew clothes, but I'm not a tailor. Tailors are really good. So he finds a tailor willing to make a suit for Cody on short notice. Something that's done on short notice just means without very much time in advance. So he doesn't really have much time to get a suit made, but the tailor's willing to do it.
Okay, so they're going to take care of the suit and the wedding gown, but the biggest transformation, or the biggest change of all, however, is to the second floor of the brewery. Event planner Ali Barone transforms the empty room into an exquisite candlelit scene. So this is the person who is in charge of planning the event.Someone by the name of Ali Barone, and she transforms this place. She changes it into an exquisite candlelit scene. It was an empty room, probably kind of dusty. The、
yeah.
windows are probably dirty and stuff like that. But she changes it. She transforms it into a really nice place. It's exquisite. It's really special. It's really posh.It's really fancy, and it's candlelit, which means it's not lit by electric lights. It's lit by candles, at least some parts of it are. I don't think they could totally light it by candles. They need to have some electric lights, I suppose. But still, we would all agree that candles are quite romantic.
So it's decorated in red roses and white lace, and the space radiates elegance. If something radiates something, it kind of gives off this sort of feeling or energy, and it blows. blows Kayla, Cody, and their guests away. If you blow someone away, it means you really impress them. You do something really spectacular. Wow! Did you see that? That blew me away. Or maybe the ending to a movie. You walk out of the theater and you go, wow, that ending was so cool. Blew us away. So...Doing the decorating and making this brewery look beautiful really blew Kayla, Cody, and their guests away. So it sounds like they ended up having a pretty lovely wedding. Right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher one more time, and then we'll be back to wrap it up.
首先 ,George 的第一个任务呢，就是要让 Kayla 跟 Cody 呢有一个完美的婚礼。在第二段的第二个句子提到 The couple have devoted their lives to making sure Lila has everything she needs. 在这里我们要注意一下 devote 是一个重要的单字当作动词解释成为专心或致力于你可以 devote oneself to 或是 devote time to 后面要加名词所以呢你在这个句子里面看到To 后面因为是名词，所以碰到动词的时候就要用动名词的方式。在这里就用的是 making sure。举个例子来说，他呢专心致力于写作，我们就可以说 He devoted himself to writing。这里的文法要特别注意。另外一个常用的方式，一样是人当主词，然后搭配 be 动词。Be devoted to, 后面也是加上名词也是有致力于或者是专心做某件事的意思。举个例子来说他专心的致力于化学研究你就可以说 He was still devoted to the study of chemistry. 而这一对伴侣呢他们非常专心的来确保他们的小孩 Lila 有一切他所需要的东西。后面提到 Additionally, instead of having the big wedding they've dreamed of, they've had to cut back on expenses by holding their ceremony in a local brewery. 因为呢要 cut back on, 也就是有减少降低的意思。为了呢要降低花费的成本只好在当地的一家啤酒厂呢来举办婚礼。在这里我们要特别注意一下 expense 则是有费用跟花费的意思我们常常说负担得起这样子的费用就可以说 afford the expenses 而 cut back on 则是有大量削减某个数字的意思这时候 George 要怎么办呢在第三段的一刚开始 firstGeorge makes appointments for Kayla and Cody to get their hair cut and styled, which will make them feel great, not just for their wedding, but afterward too. 首先呢 ,George 就先替这一对伴侣预约了剪发跟做造型。然后这样的事情我们打逗号跟 which, 这里的 which 指的是前面句子所提到的内容帮他们剪头发做造型的这一件事情呢不仅会让他们在婚礼上感觉很棒在往后的人生也是这样子。所以在这里要特别注意逗号 which 的用法。最后面有提到最后两句 Event planner Ali Barone transforms the empty room into an exquisite candlelit scene 在这里呢婚礼的企划师把整个空荡的房间改变成为精致而且充满烛光的地方最后一句 Decorated in red roses and white lace, the space radiates elegance, blowing Kayla, Cody, and their guests away. 这个主词是空间，空间被这样子的装潢点缀之下呢，散发出优雅的气息，使着宾客们惊艳不已。在英文里面我们说 to blow someone away, 也就是有使某人惊讶跟惊愕的意思。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解。谢谢收听。
That's it for today, but please join us again next time when we continue talking about Wedding SOS with George Kotsiopoulos. Please join us then. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.